This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Texas, law enforcement shot and killed a convicted murderer on the run after he killed a family of five and stole their truck. The AP's Ben Thomas on Gonzalo Lopez.
State prison system spokesman Jason Clark says law enforcement officers located the stolen vehicle south of San Antonio, disabled it with spike strips, and killed Lopez in an exchange of gunfire. Lopez was serving a life sentence for murder.
Following the mass shootings in Texas, Oklahoma, and New York, President Biden is pleading for a ban on the sale of assault weapons, or at least a requirement that you be 21 to be allowed to buy an assault weapon. The AP's Sagar Magani on the president's address to the nation last night.
Let us finally do something.
From elementary schools to supermarkets, the president noted shootings in everyday places
that have become killing fields,
asking how much more carnage the nation's willing to accept. He repeated calls for Congress to restore the assault-style weapon sales ban, and failing that, to at least raise the age for buying them to 21. But the president noted political opposition. Any major action in a bitterly divided Congress is a long shot. The president says voters will then have to turn their outrage into a midterm election issue.
The first tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season is forecast to affect South Florida, says the National Weather Service, today and into the weekend. Heavy rain and maybe some flooding. It's been 100 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. Nobody's really sure how many fighters or civilians have been killed. Britain's Queen Elizabeth decided not to attend today's church service in London, honoring her 70 years on the throne. She's 96, and it's not as easy for her to get around anymore. This is AP News. The U.S. is watching North Korea.
President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says the U.S. is preparing for all contingencies in close cooperation with its South Korean and Japanese allies as it monitors a possible nuclear test by the North. South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials have said they've detected North Korean efforts to prepare its northeastern testing ground for another nuclear test, which would be its seventh since 2006 and the first since September 2017, when it claimed to have detonated a thermonuclear bomb to fit on its intercontinental ballistic missiles. Envoy Sung Kim says, aside from coordinating with Seoul and Tokyo over contingency planning, Washington is also prepared to make both short and longer term adjustments to protect our allies in the region. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Gas is $4.76 a gallon as you start your weekend. That from the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.